From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Let's stand. Father, thank you for your word. Speak to us as never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach briefly before we bring the service to a close. It's our Mission Sunday today. We give offerings to support missions. And so I will encourage you to give an offering today to help missions. We are in 90 countries. Yeah, over 3,000 churches in 90 countries. And all the people who have gone to countries like myself were from a different nation, a different place. You go into a country, you don't know anybody, and you just go by faith, and you start, and you preach, and you plant churches. So I came in about 13 years ago. They still say, I am a foreigner, even though I don't agree. I'm Guyanese, from Queenstown, Essequibo. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. What will happen to you when you die? Please turn your phone off. Verse 19. Turn your phone off, please. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19, very briefly. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fed sumptuously. What will happen to you when you die? Every day. Bible says in verse 20 that, and there was a certain beggar, there was a rich man, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. May you be a rich man. May crumbs fall from your table. Moreover, the dogs came, and the Bible said they licked Lazarus's sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. Verse 22 of Luke chapter 16 is a very, very, very important scripture. It tells us something that we don't know. It actually ushers us into eternity. And what happens when somebody dies? The Bible says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. So when the beggar boarded the flight, the Caribbean airline flight, the destination wasn't Piako, it wasn't Grantley Adams, it wasn't John F. Kennedy. The destination was Abraham's bosom. And the Bible says, contrary, the rich man also died. There was no Caribbean Airlines. Not even a horse cart. He was buried. What happens to you when you die? Many people don't have answers to this question. Some people say when you die, you come back as a dog. When you die, you get a second chance. They call it what, reincarnation. You go to somewhere else, you become a white man. Maybe Tony is from another world. He came here. You may never know. People say all kinds of things that people don't die and go anywhere else. What happens to you when you die? The Bible says the beggar died. He was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died. And he was buried. Verse 23 says, he says, and in hell. The rich man's story continues. So the poor man, Lazarus, goes to Abraham's bosom. And by the way, you don't go to Abraham's bosom because you are poor. So those of you who don't want to be rich, but you want to try, die trying, that's not bad. At least you are trying something. It's not being a poor man that takes you to heaven. Otherwise, heaven will be full of poor people. Don't be confused. The poor man died. He was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and he was buried. Whilst he was buried, the Bible says, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. He said something. Verse 24. He said, and he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus. You see, he's rich. He's died. He thinks he can be sending people around. You know, when you're a rich man, you don't go shopping. You don't go. If when you are rich, it's people who are poor who walk around and sweat and all your sweat. You're taking a handkerchief, a rag, you do your face, and you jump it on a bus, and then you go in, and people pushing you, and they're touting you. Rich people don't go through them things. Yeah. When they wake up in the morning, they have servants, they have helpers. This is ready, that is ready, that is done, that is in order. All kinds of things. Rich men, they have a driver. Rich men and rich women, people who are rich, they don't even clothes, they send. It's because when you are rich and you move around, people have the habit of trying to beg you for things. So when you get rich, you try to hide. Yeah. Because, you know, them black people, they'll beg you for something. Them poor people, once they know who you are. One day I was with somebody who went to a shop. And the shop owner was asking some questions. So I was very interested in the person I was with. And then the shop owner asked the person where they work. The person mentioned the place. The shop owner said, oh, wow. So I said to myself, but I work in the church. You didn't say wow. I work in a church. The person didn't say wow. But when the person was with me said they work at a particular place, she said, oh, wow. He said, wow. You see, so when you are rich, when you have money, when you have a name, when you have a status, sometimes it's very difficult to go among common people. Because they think that you have money, your money comes from trees. You don't know that it is hard work. I mean, they say, people, they put on vehicles, they say, you see my glory, but you don't know my story. When you see people who are prosperous and have done well, you don't know how they started. When they were going to school, they didn't even have shoes. But they put themselves through discipline and hard work. And today they are where they are. And it has taken them about 60 years to be where they are. You are just 20. Already at 20 for somebody else's money. Yeah. So the rich man asked Abraham. You see, the rich man must be very proud to look at Father Abraham and tell Abraham, to instruct Abraham, the father of faith, the friend of God, to send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger. Hey, Lazarus should bring me water to drink. The tip of his finger. And what? And cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You know, his mind was still working. You see, when you die, your mind will still be there. When you die, you will see me. When I die, I will see you. If all of us are dead, wherever we go, you will remember. We will remember. This people think that this is a story Jesus told. No, no, no. When Jesus is telling a story, he talks about Jesus spoke a parable. But this one, it starts by saying there was a certain man. A certain man. It means that this was somebody who really was alive and died. So if you want to know what happens to you when you die, this is the classic place in the Bible to find that out. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are male, whether you are female, whether you are educated, whether you are uneducated, whatever you are, when you die, what happens to you? It's very important to know, because you will die. You think you'll be here forever? You will die. I will die. All of us will die. The Bible says, your fathers, where are they? I can mention names to you of people who are gone. And one day you also go. Hey, when death begins to knock on your door, you can say, no, I'm not going. You can say, no, not me. You can say, no, death, go to my neighbor. No, 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 no. The Bible said it is an appointment. It is appointment unto men once to die. When your appointment time is up, you can't reschedule it. It's not like you're going for an interview. Even an interview, you don't want to reschedule it, because you need a job bad. How much more when death comes to you as an appointment? You will die. And you see, we all wear black and white. I'll go to the church. The church will be packed. And your dead body will be there. And people will be crying and hollering and misbehaving and all of that. Blacking out. I've been to funerals and I've been to cemeteries. And the first time somebody blacked out at the cemetery, I almost died. Because I said, the person is dead. Then I saw the people brought methylated spirit. And they put around the person's nose. I was anxious. I wanted to know. Then the Lazarus resurrected. Hey, I said, oh, I didn't know it was. No, it was. No, I was panicking. The people said, oh, no. It's common. I didn't know it was common. I thought it was a miracle, but no, it wasn't a miracle. I heard in Ghana we black out all the time. So people carry methylated spirit with them. And they put it in a kerchief and they put it in their. I said, they black out. The rich man said, I'm in a place where I don't expect. My air conditions couldn't come with me. There's no fan here. But at least, no GPL. At least, I need just a drop of water to cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in the flame. Verse 25. But Abraham said, son. Abraham was kind though. He said, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest. So the man lived in his lifetime. Receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. The next verse says, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Even though I would like to send somebody to come and give you water, it is not possible. There's a great gulf fixed. You can't mingle the two locations. You can't mess it up. You can't move from here and go there. It's not like you can migrate, take a plane and go. It can't happen. He said, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Verse 27. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. He's become an evangelist. A rich man to an evangelist. He said, send Lazarus to my father's house. For what? Verse 28. For I have five brothers. And I know my brothers are also rich like I am rich. I know they are living a certain life like I lived. I know they are going to be surprised also when they die. Please send Lazarus to my father's house, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. What did he say? Abraham answered. Abraham was a very nice man then. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He's still thinking as a man, isn't he? Because as a man, if somebody rise from the dead and come and say that, hey, I saw heaven, I saw hell, people will listen. People always are looking for something very supernatural and spectacular to believe.
Salome, are you there?
To believe. But you see, Abraham said that. You have Moses and the prophets. And that is what happens. You see, God has sent us here to tell you what happens to you when you die. But you don't want, people don't want to listen. They want somebody to come from the dead. They want somebody with a certain supernatural aura and an augmented appearance to come and to say, ooh, ooh, I have come from it. You know, people want some bizarre experience before they think twice. That's why many people don't learn until they experience bad things.
The Bible says the wise man sees the evil and he avoids it.
So God has sent us here to tell you that when you die, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. There's no two ways. You cannot bribe. You cannot. You see, heaven is not like a corrupt country where you can bribe a corrupt policeman and avoid jail. You can't bribe anybody. No, you can't call anybody either. Because sometimes some people, I know somebody who used to drive without a driver's license. And his brother is a policeman. So he has his brother's spare police, the top, the blue, on the driver's seat. Escape on the driver's seat. So he will drive without the driver's license. And then when the police will stop him and say, well, license and registration, then he will come up forward like that, lean forward, and let the police officer see the blue cape. And say, oh, okay, comrade, carry on. Yeah, who is that? Yeah. It's true. In this world, you need to know somebody who knows somebody to get through with things. It's not difficult to get through with things. You just need somebody. You see, if you want to meet the president, for example, you need somebody who knows the president. The world is like that. There are many people who don't go through the things we go through. Once upon a time, there was a story I read in a newspaper of, I think, a minister's son who knocked somebody down with a minister's vehicle, and he drove away. He drove away. And later, the father now came to try and sort out the problem. Hey, I said, when you die, you can even notice it. When you die, even shoes, they don't put some on you. You don't wear shoes. Your bank card can't go because in heaven, there's no ATM. Your credit cards wouldn't work. Your checks wouldn't work when you get to heaven. Peter stands at the gate. They talk about stories of Apostle Peter standing at the gate. And say, what is your name? He said, my name is John Doe. D-O-E, Doe. So, okay. Then they look through the list. They see D-O-A, D-O-B, D-O-C, and they have D-O-F. There's no D-O-E. They said, well, how do you spell your name again? I said, Doe, D-O-E. He said, no, I don't see no Doe. So please, Peter, my name is, please look at the, your name is not on the list. You can't call him and say, please talk to Apostle Peter because he made a mistake with my name. Nobody can save you. Nobody can come to your rescue. Ladies and gentlemen, when you die, you either go to hell or you go to heaven. Those who go to hell are those who don't believe and receive Jesus Christ. Those who go to heaven are those who believe and receive Jesus Christ. So this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to decide your own destiny when you die. It's in your hands. Stand to your feet, somebody, please. Your destiny is in your hands. Heaven or hell? Choose. Close your eyes with me. This morning, you want to say, Bishop, please, I want to go to heaven when I die. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. If you are here like that, while every eye is closed, every head is bowed, you're going to lift up your right hand. Bishop, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell like the rich man. I want to go to heaven and prosper and do well in heaven. You're here like that, just your right hand up high so I can pray with you. Bishop, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. I'm not ready to go and punish in hellfire. Your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell and perish in fire. Your right hand. God bless you.
God bless you all over this place. Your right hand. Your right hand. Your destiny is in your hands. What will happen to you after you die? It's in your hands. You decide it. You determine it. Today, make that decision to escape hell and inherit the kingdom of God. Your right hand up high. You want me to pray with you? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to please come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. Come to the front. Clap for them as they come. Come to the front as they come. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Oh, clap. Oh, do you have hands? Please. Please. Clap for them. God bless you. You gave him your heart today. Give him your heart today. Oh, clap for them. Are you clapping for them? Hey, people wear bikinis and they clap for them, you know. Let him have his way. Like those in front, close your eyes with me. Lift up your two hands and pray this prayer after me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe by this simple prayer, I am born again. I have escaped hell. I have escaped hell. My name is written in the book of life. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for everyone who came forward. I commit them to you, to the word of your grace. Keep them from falling, and please present them blameless on that day. Thank you for saving their souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.